From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is poet Paul S. Flores. Hey, Paul.
What's happening, Janae?
Hey, Paul produces Paseo Artístico, a bilingual art walk with dance performances, live music, visual art, and more at various venues in the Mission on 24th Street. The next one is March 14th, and the theme is Women Are the Heart of Our Culture. Women who have made a cultural impact with their art will be featured. But right now, we're going to hear Paul tell us about three female artists participating in Paseo Artístico. First up is author and activist Arlene Eisen. Arlene's work is inspired by Black and Vietnamese liberation movements. Her latest book is In the Worldwide Family of Militant Women. It's part social history and part memoir. In it, she shares stories of anti-imperialist women's movements from the 1960s to the 80s and how they influenced her. Now, these are movements in Peru, Vietnam, Russia, Cuba, and the U.S. And she's also the mother of the 8th San Francisco Poet Laureate, Tongo Eisen Martin. Now, Paul, tell us more about Arlene.
Arlene is an absolute powerhouse of an intellectual around liberation causes in the world. She works with people from different countries, works on liberation movements, active with the Palestinian movement. And this is a story of her experiences and her life. So I love how she's written a book about her own personal experiences being, you know, an activist. So I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
So much history there. I'm thinking of the hip hop song, She Get It From Her Mama. So I'm thinking like, Tongo got it from his mama. So yes. I definitely see the influence. That's author Arlene Eisen, and she's doing a live reading at Medicine for Nightmares Bookstore during Paseo Artístico. Your next pick is hip-hop dancer Brandi Norris. She trained as a gymnast in her youth, which later inspired her to become a dancer. Brandi teaches dance classes at Dance Mission Theater and True Dance. She's also an honorary member of the House of Prolific, which is a Vogue dance group based in the Bay Area. Paul, I love dancing. I love Vogue. I love hip-hop. I love art walks. So tell us, what can we expect from Brandi at Paseo Artístico?
Brandi is going to offer a couple of different hip-hop style of dance classes. So I would suggest if folks are interested in learning, you don't have to be any type of expert, just got to, you know, love the music and the dance. Show up at Dance Mission. Brandi is super personable. She's been teaching a long time. She taught my daughter. She's an amazing artist and performer, and she knows her old school hip-hop and her new school work. So if you want to work on, you know, I want to learn about, you know, how they danced back in the 80s and 90s, she could teach you, but she could also teach you how to do new things, you know.
And do people have to pay for this?
No, this is all free.
So this is free, so y'all can get up, get moving. Paul gonna be out there breakdancing. No?
Be pop locking.
Okay, we go pop lock, and I'll do the robot. That's dancer Brandi Norris. You can take one of her classes at Dance Mission Theater during Paseo Artístico, and it's free. And Paul, your final pick is textile artist Ariana Martinez Cruz, also known as So Frisco, and So is spelled S-E-W. Oh, what a great name. And Ariana hand sews clothing, patches, and embroidered pins. Her designs are inspired by Bay Area objects such as BART and popular street signs. And her work has been featured at the Brava Theater and the San Francisco Carnival Parade. Paul, her work is so cute. Tell us more about her and what draws you to her work.
Well, So Frisco is definitely a local vibe. You know what I mean? Like, you want to get a vibe of what does the visual imagery and visual arts and crafts look like in the Mission District? Come check out So Frisco. She'll sew a patch on your jacket, and you know, you can get it put on your hat. She also has all kinds of different sizes of different objects. She's got a lot of stuff, earrings too. She got clothing. Come check her out, please. She's got something for everybody who loves San Francisco.
All right, that's textile artist Ariana Martinez Cruz, and you can see her work at La Placita on Cap and 24th Street during Paseo Artístico. I've been speaking with poet Paul S. Flores. Check out Paseo Artístico on March 14th. See and experience different forms of art in venues on 24th Street in the San Francisco Mission community. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and the NPR app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Gwen. I'm Janae Darden.